Our morning conversation today focuses on National Community Health Center Week. It's coming up next week, August 10th through 16th, so we thought we'd talk to the Shawnee Health Service Executive Director, Patsy Jensen, about things that are going on. Patsy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You know, when people talk about community health centers, there are some misconceptions there. Can you tell us a little bit about how what you do differs from, say, a private practice or something like that?
Sure. Community health centers are federally funded and designated. There are about 9,000 community health center sites across the United States. And basically what we do is we have a grant from the federal government to serve uninsured and underinsured patients, patients who tend to not have a healthcare home and not been established in the healthcare system other than maybe using the emergency room or same-day clinics. And our goal is to bring in patients who have the need for a medical home, just like other primary care physicians. We serve any population. We don't specialize only in uninsured. We're required to see anyone regardless of their ability to pay. So we use our sliding fee dollars to help those people who are under in the poverty level and those people who do not have a medical home yet.
For people who understand on a basic level what the Affordable Care Act does. You mentioned those key words, uninsured and underinsured. And I know a lot of people kind of hear that and go, but wait a minute, everyone's got insurance now because of the Affordable Care Act. What has that law done for your practice, and what's it doing for people who have been, you know, without medical service?
Sure. There's a lot of people who are working who do not have insurance, and there's a reason. It's very, very costly, and they still may meet the requirements of being eligible for the accountable care discounts that come now with insurance. The issue is, for many of them, it's still an expensive process to seek primary care. So even though they may now have an insurance plan that's offered, there may be a high deductible, and that may be $1,000, $1,500. Well, for a family of four making $20,000 a year, that is extremely expensive. And so they will still qualify for our discount program, and that will help them pay for their visits to the hospital, their preventive services, and their insurance will cover some of their higher needs or their catastrophic needs if they need a hospitalization. So our goal is to make sure that there's still affordable preventative health services for families so there doesn't have to use a good portion of their expendable income to pay for medical insurance out of pocket.
Now, Shawnee Healthcare does a lot in Shawnee Health Service, I should say, does a lot in terms of whole health care. We're not just talking about that primary care physician, right?
Right. We focus on a medical home for people, which includes many of our patients haven't used the healthcare system in a way that that they've been used to. They haven't had insurance. They need to know how to use it. They need to know what's the best way to deal with their healthcare strategies and issues that come up. And our goal is we have lots of services that surround those patients. We have not only medical care, but we have dental care. We have case management services. We help people with transportation. We help people who have a language that is not necessarily English as their main language. So we provide translation services. And it helps them feel more comfortable when they're in a medical home that's designed specifically for them.
Sure. You can get more information on the Shawnee Health Service by going to shsdc.org. You can find a center close to you if you're looking for information. And as a part of National Community Health Center Week, you can stop by the Carterville Family Practice Center from 5 to 7 p.m. next Tuesday. They're hosting an open house. That's one of the places that you've renovated recently.
That's right. Our Carterville practice really needed a facelift, and our patients deserved that nice-looking, welcoming center, and we had to realign some of our services as a result of adopting electronic medical records. So we actually were able to give the Carterville community a beautiful building internally. So we welcome the patients as well as the larger community to come see the health center, meet our providers, and find out what community health centers are all about.
We talk a lot about regionalism. When you talk to almost any aspect of society here in Southern Illinois, how does your health service work with other health services and other health care providers?
Sure. We work in a number of arenas with our health care providers in the area. First of all, we work with the specialty community. You know, our patients, even though we're providing preventive care and primary care services, we have to have a large network of specialty services available to us, and we do as a result of a number of specialty care providers. We provide what is very, very similar to most community health centers, which is obstetric and gynecology services, family practice, pediatrics, internal medicine, dentistry, but we still need to have that expertise to refer our patients to when they need more than primary care. We work very closely with SIH. We are part of the Quality Health Partnership in terms of working with all of the providers in the area that are part of that to bring the best and highest quality to our patients. And so one of our goals is to make sure our region, our community, is a healthy community. We work with the health departments as well and the access to care communities. So we have a very strong relationship with our specialty community and our hospital system to make sure there's a full array of services available to the patients we serve.
And it really gets to that whole health
initiative.
You mentioned it a little bit before, and you talked about electronic medical records. There are a lot of things changing in the medical industry right now. Some of that is the Affordable Care Act, and some of it is new technology and new advancements.
Sure. You're seeing more and more, and as you heard me use the term medical home, patient-centered medical home, you're seeing the demand for higher quality services and preventative services. We know that the best way to reduce cost is to get people to take care of themselves and to motivate people to make changes. And so you're seeing a trend towards what we call population management, dealing with people with chronic diseases by population, meaning we're looking at patients who have diabetes, and we're developing resources for them in order to help them control their diabetes. And our physicians are responding to that. So we're looking at all the patients in our practice as well as patients that utilize the healthcare system. We're trying to find ways to encourage them to take responsibility for a healthcare, using their medical home to not just come there when you're sick, but to come there in order to control, learn, and become the controller of your own healthcare destiny. A pill doesn't always fix everything. And so our goal is to help people make those changes, whether it's through the physician or through a care coordinator who contacts you and say, hey, Jennifer, it's time for you to come in for your follow-up appointment. Those preventative services reduce the overall healthcare cost to our healthcare system. Community health centers save on an average $1,200 on an average per person in the healthcare system that they serve. And that's because we wrap around those services that are important to help people make changes. Nutrition services, case management services, care coordination, so that they get to the right person at the right time and get the value that comes with the community health center.
Sure, so many people may come to a primary care physician, but they're not sure where to go from there to get the help they
need. Right. The system's quite complex, and it's hard to navigate. You know, your insurance company may cover this. Who's going to help you find out whether your insurance company does that? We have outreach and enrollment specialists who help direct people to the right services that they need, help them get a product that meets their needs, helping with our Medicare patients, as you know, as they change, their needs change, their Medicare D package for their prescriptions, you know, may need to change that in order to get the most economical package of pharmaceutical services for you. So our staff are there to help do that.
Sure. Patsy Jensen is the executive director of Shawnee Health Service. You can get more information at shsdc.org. And of course, next week is National Community Health Center Week. You can attend the open house at the Carterville Family Practice Center from 5 to 7 p.m. next Tuesday. Patsy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jennifer.